Mr. President, for the past 2 years, I've come to the Senate floor on National Hunger Awareness Day to talk about the battle against hunger, both here in America and around the world. In fact, Mr. President, I reserved my maiden speech for this topic, one of my top priorities as a United States Senator. I've stated over and over again that the battle against hunger cannot be won in a matter of months or even a few years, but it is a victory that we can claim if we continue to make this issue a top priority. It is truly astounding that so many of our fellow citizens go hungry or are living on the edge of hunger each and every day. 13 million of these hungry Americans are deemed to be children. As we know, when children are hungry, they do not learn. This is a travesty that can and should be prevented. In my home state of North Carolina, more than 900,000 of our 8.2 million residents are dealing with hunger, according to the most recent numbers from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Our state has faced significant economic hardship over the last few years, as once thriving towns have been hit hard by the closing of textile mills and furniture factories. And this story is not unlike so many others across the nation. Many Americans who've lost their manufacturing jobs have been fortunate enough to find new employment in the changing climate of today's workforce. But simply being able to hold down a job doesn't necessarily guarantee your family 3 square meals a day. And there are organizations addressing this need as a mission field. Groups like the Society of St. Andrew, the only comprehensive program in North Carolina that gleans available produce from farms and then sorts, packages, processes, transports, and delivers excess food to feed the hungry. In 2004, the Society gleaned more than 4.2 million pounds of food, or 12.8 million servings. Incredibly, it only costs 1 penny a serving to glean and deliver this food to those in need. And all of this work is done by the hands of the 9,200 volunteers and a tiny staff. Gleaning is a practice we should utilize much more extensively today. It's astounding that the most recent figures available indicate that approximately 96 billion pounds of good, nutritious food, including that at the farm and retail level, is left over or thrown away. And I implore our friends on both sides of the aisle, as well as the good people throughout this great country, to join us in this heartfelt mission, this grassroots network of compassion that transcends political ideology and provides hope and security not only for those in need today, but for future generations as well. Thank you, Mr. President. I yield the floor.